What's up with it? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo, like you should be every Monday at 10 o'clock, man. Right here is where it's going down, you feel me? So, you know, all I need you to do is tune in for me, tell a friend or two. And, you know, I just come here every Monday to tell y'all something good, some information you might need on how to do something a little bit better than you already doing it, you feel me? Talk about subjects around the world, play a few new songs and some music that I'm down with, you know what I mean? Today I'm going to get into a lot of little subjects. I got a few subjects written down today, so I'm prepared today. I got my sticks rolled up. I got my bottle right here, and we're just going to have a little real talk with Emo right quick, you feel me? So, you know, before we get into any of that conversation, I'm going to play a little music. Like I said today, I'm going to play a few songs from videos that I'm doing. Man, this last weekend, man, it was like a video rush. So all the work I've been doing has been paying off. So, you know, we're going to keep it popping this year, get a better camera, step it up, get the likes and all that. You know, but the price will go up. So you better holler at your boy now while I'm still down at a nice, reasonable price. You know what I mean? I try to give people a good look and keep the price reasonable. You know what I mean? Some people charge like over $1,000 and stuff to do videos. And I try to do, you know, whatever I can for everybody at a low budget price, because I remember the days of coming up and it wasn't, you know, no YouTube videos and all that stuff coming up when I was coming up. So right now it's kind of easier to promote yourself when you give people a visual. So I picked up a camera and said, hey, you know, I can make a good video for people and make them look good. So I started doing videos, man, like real serious last year. 2010, something like the summer when it was real sunny, and I picked a few people to do some videos for just to get my skills out there and show them what I could do. So eventually, man, it led to me being one of the top five, you know, I'd say one of the top five video directors, you know. There's some people out here that charge more than I, you know, they do a little bit bigger than I do or whatever. So, you know, if you want to do it a little bit bigger, we can do that. I can send you to them, or we can rent the cameras, we can get the lights, whatever you want to do. But now, check me out on youtube.com/emo3000. That's E-M-O-E 3000. You know what I mean? I got the Emo TV popping off over there. Bunch of videos, man. You can check me out in the studio with certain people. You can check me out at shows. You can check certain people out at shows. You know, you can check out the videos that I did. You know, close to 30 so far, I think. I stopped counting after I did over 20, so. Now we pushing, man. We trying to get to 100, you feel me? So like I said, it's been real good. Due to the tax season right now, everybody got a little money, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. But first off, I'm going to get into this song, man. And thanks for tuning in. Real Talk with Emo. Shout out to my homie Sky out there, man. You know, he way out there in Iowa, I think, or Idaho, one of them, I don't know. He out there somewhere with an eye. So, you know, he calling in, supporting your boy from way out there, man. So, shout out to my homie Sky, man. You need to come take me to one of them Ultimate Fighting fights again, man. That shit was the bomb, bro. First day I met this brother, he took me to a fight that I never forget. So, real talk with Emo, man. You tune in like you should be every Monday. We're going to get into some music. We got about an hour and a half left. A good show lined up. Few subjects to talk about. Just stay tuned, man, and I'm gonna keep it popping for you if you keep it popping for me. You know how we do it. Stay tuned. You're all I need. You belong to me. California. I can't be what's up, Christmas? You know, and now I'm rocking with the best. I'm so fucking fly, nigga, I'm an astronaut. I'm just trying to do everything that you niggas not. Nigga, I'm the best man, cause I got the best plan. Hard married to the game, and nigga, I'm the best man. Life like a movie, yeah, and I'm talking best man. If you talking money, nigga, I'm the best investment. And we hear you talking this, and we hear you talking that. Church and bottom record sales, y'all ain't doing none of that. Pussy niggas hop on the place, time to get A. Got you here to get it, take a piss, bad cross day. And I know I'm the shit, at least that's what your girl says. And on the bow moves because I got you pissed. And I'm on my shit like all day. And I'm always getting money like always, yeah. In the speech, put a chip. Have a baby, mommy, baby. I'm a dog, you a bitch.
You belong to me. I can live in this world without you, no, no. the front of you. You could probably see me blowing up right in front of you. So I grew up in the land where a man can only understand what the trigger of a gun to do. So I hit the streets hard, posted on the avenue, and graduated top of my class like the honor roll. It wasn't easy, but the money kept me outrageous. So I tap dance on it, Sammy Davis. Read the book of my life, but don't flip pages.
Yeah, what's up with it? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo. That was the homie J-Kid and the homie Promise right here from Sacramento. You can check that video out on my YouTube.com/Emo3000. And I mean, like I said, I did a lot of videos over the last year. And this year already, it's heating up already. I did about 5 so far. I got 5 lined up. You know what I mean? So stay tuned for behind the scenes. And, you know, it's a little step up, man. So like I said, today we're going to get into some music from the people videos I've done, you know, shit like that, talk about a few subjects. And the first subject I want to talk about is taxes, tax season. It's tax season right now. We work hard all year at the end of the year and give you a nice little lump sum back. And, you know, I just want to say to everybody, hopefully you take that money and you invest it into your future. You know what I mean? Go buy you a building or something, or go start your business, or, you know, most people go out there and go shopping and buy rims and cars and all that. I mean, you know, it's cool to treat yourself. You worked all year, and, you know, you can go out there and get yourself something, whatever, but don't just go blow all your money on buying your kids all kind of stuff. And, you know what I mean? You worked hard for that money, and at the end of your retirement or when your job layoff or whatever, you can set some of that to the side. Or start you a little business or something like that so, you know, you can have something for your future. That's all I say. You know, I don't get no taxes back. I don't got no, you know, no job like that from the state that I get my taxes. I got to pay taxes because I make money, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you're getting your money back every year, I wish I can get 3,000, 5,000 people getting 6,000. You know, they just go out there and blow it, you know, rush to the places and buy cars at the car auction. Me and my homie was talking about that, and it was like, you shouldn't go on a day or around the times that their taxes is, because everybody at them places jack up their prices. They know it's tax time, too, so they doing a lot of price gouging and all that, too. So, you know, put your money up for a rainy day, man. Save some of that. You know, you never know when it's going to be gone. So I'm going to keep it going, man. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Emo. We got a lot of callers online. I want to say shout out to all the callers. Shout out to all the listeners that's online listening. We keep it lit, man. So, you know, fire up. Keep on slapping this music with me for another hour and 20 minutes.
Cuff your chick.
Oh, my ride. I'm hard as hell, I ain't gon' lie, I ain't gon' lie. Shawty bad, no, she a keeper. Shawty did some things I ain't even seen before. And Shawty turned me into a believer. I can do whatever long as I don't mess with evil. For my name is, gon' scream it. When I'm all in that thing, Shawty. Cause we've been playing this game all day. And I'm ready to go all the way. And I'ma do it like all tickets looking now. And we can roleplay, girl, give it to me now. I'm giving you a massage, your booty like Nicki Minaj. Oh gosh.
Shawty, I'ma only tell you this once, girl.
Playground. I wanna kiss everything from the waist down. Keep your ass up and your face down. Oh girl, loving the way you do it. Freaking me to the music. Keep a hat on like I'm Jewish. Ha, they be like, Chris, you foolish. What you take me for, a groupie? Nah, just wanna get you to my sex room and do my shit, and I don't mean restroom. First class, taking bubble baths. Tell her throw it in the bag like she's taking out the trash. Yeah, then let me see what you about now. If you official with the shit, I'ma bow down. I'ma eat it up, yeah, I'ma chow down. Saying all type of shit like, wow, damn.
Shawty, I'ma only tell you this once, girl, I need it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up with it? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo. And like I told y'all a long time ago, we keep it lit every Monday here at 10 p.m. And I'm going to play a song just to remind y'all that I will never quit keeping it moving.
Da, 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 da. What it do? What it do? What it do? Boy, imagine now.
On this one, I keep going and never quit. Niggas getting lazy and talking that weak shit. Be acting like they don't see me putting it down. You say you call yourself the king, homie, where's your crown? I see you getting old with time and I hear it in your rhyme. And some of these young cats be getting out of line. So that can only mean one thing to me. We bang and he hang. Here I am, Super Ace, man, we hang with book time, get minds on constantly. I smoke trees cause ain't no change in me. So can you please figure out who you trying to be? On my way to Texas so I can free Pimp C. Trying to make this shit crack like my name is. And when I get paid, you can hate on me. And you ain't even gotta buy, you can have it free. I told y'all punk motherfuckers, we never quit. When I'm in the studio like this, I make hits. When y'all niggas hate on us, it ain't shit. So I keep my focus on getting rich, nigga. I told y'all punk motherfuckers, we never quit. When I'm in the studio like this, I make hits. When y'all niggas hate on us, it ain't shit. So I keep my focus on getting rich. Came to change and bang y'all shit, Izzy. Claiming the bloods are hanging with the Crips. Ah, get down, no matter the skin color, it don't matter to me, man. We all blood brothers, so why you wanna see me broke? On the block with my dreads and sporting me a black peacoat. Or should I go and join the Marines, maybe the Army, shipping me somewhere overseas so they can harm me? Fuck that, I'd rather go and slang crack, cause G. Bush don't give a damn if I make it back. Meanwhile, I'm repping it pay style. On a reason you can hate, I'm giving you one now. But if you want a network, man, let's get down. You need a beat, hit the in, he put it down. He made this beat you hearing right now. So if you're knocking this, then spread it all around. I told y'all, punk motherfuckers, we never quit. When I'm in the studio like this, I make hits. When y'all niggas hate on us, it ain't shit. So I keep my focus on getting rich. Nigga, I told y'all, punk motherfuckers, we never quit. When I'm in the studio like this, I make hits. When y'all niggas hate on us, it ain't shit. So I keep my focus on getting rich.
Last time I told you, the last fucking time, I don't know the guy. I don't know nothing.
Where you from?
From Oakland.
Nah, you're not from Oakland. I know Oakland. Nah. You're from back east.
I told y'all, punk motherfuckers, we never quit. When I'm in the studio like this, I make hits. When y'all niggas hate on us, it ain't shit. So I keep my focus on getting rich. I told y'all, punk motherfuckers, we never quit. When I'm in the studio like this, I make hits. When y'all niggas hate on us, it ain't shit. So I keep my focus on getting rich. Punk motherfuckers, we never quit. When I'm in the studio like this, I make hits. When y'all niggas hate on us, it ain't shit. So I keep my focus on getting rich. I told y'all, punk motherfuckers, we never quit. When I'm in the studio like this, I make hits. When y'all niggas hate on us, it ain't shit. So I keep my focus on getting rich.
Check this out, Reverend. God bless you.
God bless you, Reverend.
Yeah, what it do. I hope you still tune in to Real Talk with Emo, man, because this is how we do it every Monday at 10 o'clock. Shout out to all the people that called in right now. That was the song Never Quit off the album Never Quit, my album that I came out with in 2008. You know what I mean? So if you see that, I was predicting that I'd never quit. I'd never stop. I'm trying to get rich out here. So, you know, go snatch that album up if you can. It's on CD, baby, /CD, /EMOE3. And that track was produced by C-Dub off the album, man. So, you know, go snatch that up for me. Support the movement. It's all good. I got a call over here with their hand pushed up. So we're going to see what they're talking about. What's happening? Who on the line?
Ghetto.
What's up, big Miz?
I see you doing your thing, man.
What you up to, bro?
I'm over here in the lab, man. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling. Fuck with this Madden on the flat screen. You know what I'm saying? So just chilling, man. I heard that Never Quit, man. I was like, oh, my nigga, Emo, man. I need that for my radio show, bro.
Yeah, for sure, man. I need some of your shit for the radio show, too, man. As a matter of fact, I got your shit in the email right now, so, you know, you keep us stock with the new shit, so I'm going to have some of your shit on the show.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I did that one with Goldie, so, you know what I'm saying, you can knock that one if you want.
Yeah, so what you got going on, man? What albums you got coming out right now, bro?
Well, shit, you know, we just re-released the King Big Man January 1st. You know what I'm saying? I was through Music Distribution, Inc. So, you know what I'm saying? Got the digital distribution going. And, you know, it's in the mom-and-pop stores. We're trying to get the, you know, get it in the major stores and whatnot. But, you know, we still mushy. And then we got the Water Torture that we dropping, you know, hopefully in April, May sometime, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to have Marjana. We just signed her, R&B artist. We'll have her dropping, you know what I'm saying, mid-summer. So, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot coming out. You know what I'm saying, we got the little mixtapes, and we dropped the singles here and there. We're going to shoot a video at the end of this month with the Better Game with Goldie Go. So, you know, it's going to be all here soon, man.
Yeah, man, you doing it moving. The city is moving right now. That's why I'm loving to hear it. I see everybody doing shit. I love it, man. I congratulate everybody, bro, so. I'm proud of you, man. You one of the people names that people mention a lot. you know, when they talk about stuff that's going on because they seeing your hustle, bro. So, you know, I respect you, Big. You know, I fucks with you.
Hey, on my mama, and you know what? I fuck with you too, Emo. And I'm going to tell y'all, y'all motherfuckers that ain't fucking with Emo, man, y'all need to go ahead and hit up Real Talk Radio, get y'all shit played, because the man is doing it. You feel what I'm saying? Anytime you should, he's forking out bread out of his own pocket to make this shit happen for y'all. You feel me? My show is 30 minutes long. You feel me? His show, what, 2 hours long, Emo?
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half? Still, man, you know what I'm saying? He's doing his fizzle, man. Retrospect game, you know what I'm saying? The man is very reputable, shooting, I mean, tons of videos. You know what I'm saying? Go to the man's Facebook, you know what I'm saying? On my mama, no homo, no ass kissing. The man be mushing. You feel me? You got to fuck with him on everything. And I only fuck with motherfuckers as much like I do. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Emo's a reputable motherfucker. Y'all motherfuckers get at him, you know what I'm saying? And let's keep it moving. The city's breathing right now. Jay Gibbs just got there doing the 6 foot, 7 foot freestyle, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing all my niggas moving. Bueno just got done being on Good Day Sacramento. Niggas is breathing. The city is hungry right now. You feel me? So I'm doing what I'm doing. We got the show in Berkeley on Saturday. It's an all free event. Everybody come on out. 1970 Chestnut. I ain't going to take up too much of your time, Emo. But 1970 Chestnut Street in Berkeley. Y'all come on out there for free show from 11 to 4. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be cracking and everything, tour bus, anything. You know what I'm saying? We doing it Muy Grande. So y'all come mess with us on everything. Get off moving. We're wiggling.
It's all good, brother. I appreciate you calling, man. Tell them, man, where they can find you and check you out on your YouTube, your Twitters, man. Shout all that shit out, bro.
Yeah. You can hit me up on a Twitter. Go ahead and break out your pens and papers. And you can hit me on the @BigMan. That's B-I-double-G. M-A-double-N on Twitter, and then you can hit me on the Facebook. It's just real simple, Get Off, Facebook / Get Off, and then you can hit me on the MySpace. It's MySpace / Get Off Records, you know what I'm saying? So, or you can email me direct at getoffrecords@gmail.com, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, get at us. We the niggas that y'all going to need to be hollering at, you feel me? Because everything that came out, and I don't care who you are, 9 out of 10, I done had something to do with your project, or I done touched it in some way. The beat done went through me and got mastered or mixed or whatever. Something done came through me, nigga, a shout-out or whatever, you feel me? So come holler at us. We them niggas y'all gonna need to be hollering at. We trying to fuck with everybody. But y'all niggas that ain't rolling with us, y'all definitely gonna get rolled over on my mama. And I'm not just flapping off at their mouth. I got the mouthpiece to back it up. I got the yah-yah-yah to back it up, okay? So it's nothing. You feel me? But we mentioned out here, Emo, and I love you, bro, for real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love you too, bro. Well, you know, that was my homie Big Man right there. I didn't even have to say nothing. I just let him chop it up to y'all, man, because it's real chop up here, man. I had to let him speak. I'm glad he called in because, you know, that's a reputable brother right there. He got beats for y'all. He's spitting fire. You know what I mean? So y'all need to holler at him, man. He just, see, this is going to be played later in the archives. You can see it on my page posted later. So if you're not listening right now, whatever, and you happen to be listening later on and you checking out the show, you can rewind it. You can get the man's Facebook, all that, holler at him, see what he's doing, seeing what he's about, and he's putting it down, man, just like a lot of people out here he named. You feel me? So it ain't just me. And I respect everybody out here that's doing it. That's why I'm doing this radio show. As you hear what he said, I extended it to an hour and a half. I had just an hour last year, and I was like, you know, I got to come back and do the show because a lot of people was requesting the show come back. And this is why. I can chop it up with my people real quick, let them chop it up, people calling in, they hear what's going on. And, you know, you learn a lot of game. I mean, so I don't blow my own horn. People tell you for me. If they telling you to holler at me, it's for a reason. If they telling you to holler at Big Man, it's for a reason. The man got his own studio. He know how to do everything you need to be done, man. So, I mean, it's a lot of us out here. We all multitasking in SAC. I feel like SAC is the last place to get on. Once they let us on, that's it. Music will be changed. You won't be able to sell your shit on the CD stores. All that game will be gone by then. You know, I feel like SAC will be the last people to get on. And when we get on, we killing it because it's multi-talented people out here. Most of these people, like Big Man, myself, we producing, recording, and, you know, writing our own music, distributing our own music, putting it out, you know, digitally, putting it in stores, pressing it up. We doing this with our own money. So when you ask me what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, I invest in myself. Sometimes you might see me at the spot. I pull up. I ain't shaved. I had on what I had on yesterday because I'm really out here grinding. I treat this shit like the dope game because that's how I used to be on the dope turf. I used to get up with my bundle and my drawers and stand out there all night. And if I fell asleep in the dope house, I was going to get up with that same shit on because I didn't really do too much. You feel me? I was on the dope spot all night. You feel me? So we didn't really get too funky. We can wear that fit a day or two. We out here doing shit that really ain't a lot of manual labor. So, you know, we blessed to be doing what we doing right now. We ain't selling coke and doing all that crack shit no more. Now we hustling this music and doing what we got to do. So when Sac finally get on, it's going down. So right now I'm going to get into most Sac shit. You know, my partner, he ain't from Sac. He from the Yay, you know what I mean? But he out here in Sac putting it down. Something terrible. My homie the Tycoon, man. We're going to get into this next song. I'm going to shoot this video for him, I think, next weekend or something like that. Got videos lined up all week, all weekend, photo shoots, all that. So y'all finna see a lot of Sac shit bounce because everybody ready to look good. So I'm going to get into this, man. You tune in to Real Talk with Emo. I got a lot of callers online, a few of them with their hand pushed. We're going to get to y'all in a minute. And I appreciate y'all calling in, man. That's how we do it every Monday. 10 p.m. Tune in to your boy.
Big World Records. The Tycoon. Grown Man Music. The Mixtape. Let's do it. Know it's funny how the money makes the motherfucker change. Look, I'm still the same, so why you acting all strange? Cause I'm hopping on planes and steady making moves major. I just copped the range and got rid of that scraper. Yo, you been my nigga since we was eighth graders. But it took 10 years to figure out you's a hater. You're running around town pillow talking to these bitches and speaking on the next man business. Yo, I swear I should have listened when the people tried to tell me. Watch the company you keep. These streets is unhealthy, and now you think I'm wealthy and looking for a handout. But you tell me, whose fault is it that I stand out? I never ran out, you was on your own hype. What could I say? Shit, you gotta live your own life. I guess that's just how it goes. But why you always hitting me up and trying to go to my shows? Yeah, I don't know about you J-Cat niggas. You're running like bitches with your throwback pictures to the magazines, acting like you're speaking on the facts. Talking about way, way back, used to write my rap. Now what part of the game is that? You use a mark and your mama should have named you that. You ain't got no heart, that's where I'm aiming at. The show's over, watch everything fade to black. Now holla back, bitch.
Jamal, what's up? Speak freely. Yeah. Fresh mechanic, man. TTB, shout out.
Greetings, speaking freely. Ready to eat for the F-I-D-B. I say, hello. I'm never soft like a pillow. I'm hard like a rock. My pippin don't stop my drugs. For the sisters that testin' my nuts. Hello. Mad at your girl paying a pimp, my fellow. Hello. Don't settle for half 100% pimp. Hello. Wake up with a gap like that, my fans. Hello. Yeah, I'm back at it, dag nabbing me and jacking. Every time we say hello, group of hoes follow, swallow. Baby, looking, not speaking, I'm saying hello. Yeah, not your lie, can't speak, baby, you need a daddy. Hello. I'm creased and pieced up, my girls love it. Next to pimpin' pippy, do with them a rebel. Hello. And my pimp stick, the girls hug it. Came with a top hat on it, baby, no problem, love it.
Hell is court. I'd rather shoot a strap, niggas shoot jump shots. I'd rather shoot a cat, niggas think they hard. And nigga, I'm the jack pay. Dudes got price, a lot of G's got my back. Probably seen 100 million, my nigga, I seen cash. It was so much paper, it was too much to grab. Just a couple hundred thousand, then I called my connect.
Of my dream in a drop with the screens with the guap in my jeans. Got the rocks in the chain and the watch clean. Top notch team, making hot to the block scene. Yeah, boy, I be visioning a lot now. Hit him with a hot style, vicious like a rock wow. I know the block proud just to see me shine out. Every time they find out, I took a little time out to let the world know just where I'm coming from. Riding through that summer sun, North Hollis number one. I'ma bring it back, win and bring the ring to sack. Me and man, I'm feeling good, enjoy yourself in every hood. Even when it's raining, I be feeling like the weather's good. Guess I'm blessed with it, leaving out the stress with it. Mercenary life got me feeling like the best living.
Diamonds on my chain and the world on my back. And I'm riding, looking at the wind like who's that, the windows all black.
Plan as I rock for the fans with guap and rubber bands, try to understand. Complicated cause I'm underrated. Hollow tips is the greatest, it's still understated. But I never worry, even though the cheddar's dirty. Rhythm Sacramento in a throwback Weber's jersey. And it feels good, mercenary steel hood. Meet me on the blocks, a recap, it's still a jug. Man, I love the streets, chrome rims, hug the streets. Thinking in my mind, one day I rise above the streets. But for right now, hustle is a lifestyle. Land in the with a nice smile, blue and jean tone, representing team strong. I'm from the west, I beat my chest like King Kong. Guess I'm blessed with it, even out the stress with it. Mercenary life got me feeling like the best.
Shining with diamonds on my chain and the world on my back. And I'm riding, looking at the wind like who is that? The windows all black. I'm feeling so good, smashing through the hood on the candy paint, cheer body red.
Looking at the positive, cause I got a lot to give. I can build a block of bridge to the next level, rocked up it gets yellow. From a wish to a dream, this is for every ghetto. We gon' make it out, feeling good, taking out. Tired of the struggle to stay strong, we breaking out. I'ma lead the way, stop me if you need to pray. I'm just feeling good, if you not, then you need a break. Have a nice day, watch with the ice face. Got you feeling good, new whip in the driveway. Follow me on Twitter, hit me on my MySpace. By the fireplace or out the United States. No task force, stamps on my passport. Go around the world and I'm coming back to the north. Guess I'm blessed with it, leaving out the stress with it. Mercenary life got me feeling like the best.
Shining with diamonds on my chain and the world on my back. And I'm riding, looking at the wind like who is that? The windows all black. I'm feeling so good, smashing through the hood on the candy paint, cheer body man.
Yeah, yeah, what's up with it? I'm feeling good right now. Just got through puffing one, so I hope you feeling good. Because I was Sacramento Zone, Hollow Tip, with his next single, Feeling Good. I'm going to do the video to that one, too, next. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, it's going down. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Emo, man. Let's see what else we got on the subject matter today. My mama called me from the Bay Area, and her boyfriend was in the background. He's like, he wanted to talk to you. And he jumped on the phone, and he's like, man, they was playing this female rapper girl on the radio, and then when it went off, they said that was Spittles, and he's like, ain't that the girl that you put out, whoop? So, you know. That was good news to hear that we're getting radio play out there on KMEL right now. You know what I mean? So the Spittles album is doing pretty good. It's finally moving up for us, so we're just going to keep pushing that. I got a couple more projects coming soon on Paystyle Music, so, you know, stay tuned. You know, you can check that video out on YouTube.com/Emo3000 also, along with this video coming soon that I'm about to, I filmed it already, but I'm about to edit it and get it finished, you know what I mean? It's for my homie Peter Parker. Rhyme time, man.
Christmas on, I'm Peter Parker. Yeah.
This is Craig J. Jackson, your favorite TV host. Put it down one time for the mixtape Early Christmas with Craig D and Peter Parker. And how come there's no Mexican Santa Clauses? Merry Christmas, fool! Yo, this is Ab. Ebenezer,
Bob
Humbug, from the Compadre Crew. Get your
mixtapes, get kicks. Rhyme time, no slack and no sleep now. Hustle-matic, something drastic in the streets now. Mixtape freestyling over beats found. ASR, MPC on the beats, I'm a beast now. I want it all, and I ain't taking no's. I'm baking dough so it can rise like scrape on 26s. Strictly business, ask my bitches. Cash over ass, that's some old class pimp shit that was passed down. You can ask around who's making more noise than the class clown. And no, I won't simmer down. I'm summer hot, plus the girls think I'm fun to watch. So I do it to death like I died fucking. Till I'm through, till I rest, I'm a live hustler. Long as my heart pump blood, I'm gonna strive. I profess to my last breath, I'm on the grind. Blasting the clown's mask on like it's in fashion. Still got the passion to spit class on that ass in an ordinary fashion. I'm laced up, my boots tight. Come close, I'll show you what ripping the booth's like. You ain't heard, fam, the mic is like a third hand for me to serve these pigeon niggas like I was Birdman. But I'm dropping bread, no, I'd rather clock instead and only make it rain on the bitch when I cop the head. They say he's colder than a pimp on his hoes, but I don't need platforms to keep the pimp on his toes. Keep the lavish rapping, pen and compose. That shit that make your bitch pull out the tip and expose. I'm on the go, getting it out to get me some more dough from these shows. Publishing it.
I gotta stop that right there, man. I can't give y'all no more of that, man. Right? Can you believe that's from Sack right here, man? That's right here. I'm telling you, if you go back and you listen to the Tycoon, Hollow Tip, you know, everything that I play from Sack, man, myself, everything is different. You know, that's all talent from the city, man. So, you know, I'm proud of the city, man. This is what I got the radio station for. You know, to spit a little game on, try to help the city. And anybody outside the city don't know what we're doing down here. It's my little radio station that I try to, you know, pump some music out and let y'all know what's going on out here in the West Coast. But now, I think I got a call on the line I need to go on and talk to. What's happening? Who I got on the line?
It's Parker, man.
Right on time. Grind time, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, man, love, first of all, much love for the light you shining, you know what I mean? And second of all, I'm just paying homage, basically. Like I told you off the top, man, you out here setting the standards for cats that's really trying to get it out here, man. So, again, homage to you. I'm glad to hear you got your thing back again, popping on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Handling it there, too. It's all beautiful. Oh, and congratulations on the airplay in the bay, the KMEL. That's big right there.
Oh, yeah, that was real big. I was proud of that. She's like, what we do next? I'm like, well, you know, just let them keep. If they keep playing it, we good. If not, you know, I'm happy just to have it on there. My mom and them heard it, so you know what I mean? I'm good.
Yeah, show's got to be after that. I mean, you know, yep. You know, what come after that, performances. Keep it moving. Keep the blaze. Keep that buzz popping.
So, you know, tell the people what you got, bro, and what you got going on, and you know who you is, man, what you been up to, man.
Man, you know, first of all, it's always Cat Biz off the top, you know what I mean? Sacramento holding it down for the city. Basically, what's happening right now is we got the early Christmas project that's out, you know what I mean? We got the free downloads all over the net. You can go to dpeterparker.bandcamp.com right now. Just leave an email. You can get the whole project free. We just did, like, 4 videos over the last weekend. For the project, it's going to be like a full-length play. Like, when you watch the videos, it's basically like you listening to the mixtape. So if you don't feel like listening to the mixtape, you can just watch the mixtape, basically. So we got Emo filming, you know what I'm saying? You got him in on that grind time yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Nice little shoot. And that's pretty much where we at right now. I got a few more surprises lined up for the year's over, though. Definitely grinding.
So, I mean, you know, how long you been doing music, bro? You know, what area of Sacramento you come from? And, you know, tell us a little bit about your history.
As far as the history, man, we got to go way back. We got to go back to Pops. You know, Pops was holding it down, doing the DJ thing way back in the days. That's where I got my whole influence from. He was on that hip-hop thing right when it was popping. So, you know, I got a good dose of all the real stuff early, all my vegetables and my minerals and whatnot. So, you know, I got all that cracking, and as time went on and I grew older, you know, cats was battling, doing all that good stuff. Pops was in the Air Force, so originally, you know what I mean, we's from San Bernardino down by L.A., you know what I'm saying, down Southern California, but we had we relocated up here to the east side out in near Lincoln Village, you know what I'm saying, around 87, 88, moved up here right when high school was starting. Going to Johnson, you know what I'm saying, attended school with cats like Doey Rock, you know what I'm saying, Takita, Wu-Tang, a few other people that was actually at the school that was doing some things in the business. But after I graduated from high school, I went to Chico State for a minute, and I met this cat up there named Sweet Daddy. He was from Compton, and we was up there playing hoop and stuff. Turns out we was both into the music, too. We started hanging out, coming out the sack, hanging out with my dude Marcus Thompson, who had the little studio downtown. We was doing demos with that cat. We would go back to Chico, and cats would hear the music, and they was feeling it. They started booking us on different little shows and stuff like that. And then that summer, we ended up going out to L.A. Cats heard the demos. We ended up getting a deal through Jive Records. You know what I'm saying? So we had the deal popping for a quick little second. We had some faulty management, though, so right when the album was getting ready to drop. After the video, it came out and everything. Video was number one on the box. I don't remember. I can't even remember what the box was back in the day, but it was number one on the box for like 3 weeks straight before Biggie came out with that One More Chance video, knocked us out position or whatnot. But right before the album was about to drop, we had to write up in the Sports magazine the whole nine, you know what I'm saying? They gave it up to us. They were saying how we was going to be like the next little, you know what I'm saying, thing to take over the West, basically, after the G-Funk era. Basically, they were saying we was going to bring the West through that next era. But we had a lot of faulty stuff pop off. First of all, our manager, you know what I'm saying, he was in cahoots with the little indie label that was, you know, part of our whole movement. It was like Slash. They label and Jive. Jive was doing all the distribution and promotion and whatnot, but the cats that was running the label, they was in the streets heavy. One, the main cat got caught up with a murder, ended up going to jail. Project got stalled right before it was about to hit the masses, you know what I'm saying? But I came back to SAC after working, doing a few independent projects out in L.A., working with a cat named Slim the Mobster, who's going to be the next artist of Aftermath. I was working with him and his uncle Chocolate, who is a producer on the Aftermath staff right now. They're going to be on the Detox album real tough. Was working out there with them and then moved back out here, be a little closer with the family and whatnot. So when I came back, I started my own little label and whatnot, dropped ProFlow, a little project, a little independent project back in 2004, and been real tough on the independent mixtape tip, real tough, working with this cat, Hanzilla. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might have heard it twice out in the streets out this way. We was, you know what I'm saying, we've been doing it tough since, I want to say, like 2002, 2003, real tough. We got the Cat Biz movement going right now, featuring my man Smooth, Hanzilla, you know what I'm saying, my man Prime Minister, my man Swift, you know what I'm saying, GQ, Fresco. We got my man Philly Bootleg holding it down, you know what I'm saying, my man Big Mees. You know, it's a real big movement right now. It's a lot going on right now. So in a short roundabout way, expect to hear more from your boy soon, more of the stories, the background of what popped off. I'm actually trying to put together a little autobiography, little slash documentary on it, because it's real deep when I really get into it. But that's pretty much a synopsis, man. I hope cats is still, you know, listening to the show and ain't crashed out or nothing. You ain't lost no ratings, bro.
No, they still tune in because that's what they calling for, bro. Most of these people want to hear what's going on. They know Emo going to have some interviews and some people. They like, man, they want to hear the game. So, I mean, you know, you just gave people a lot of game that even if they don't know you, you've been doing this so long. You done been through the Jive Records and all across the country doing things and messing with a lot of people and shit. You know, so, I mean, tell people why you keep doing music.
The love, man. The love. You know what I mean? Even if it wasn't no money involved, your boy would still be writing rap, still be in the, you know, in the room banging out beats on the ASR and the MP. You know what I mean? Still getting it in. It's the love. You know, back in the days, cats didn't rap about money all the time in their raps. You had a few cats that talked like that. You know, back in the days, you had a cat like Slick Rick who would be real materialistic with his thing. But then you had so many other different styles of rappers that if you wanted that, you could go to Slick, or you could, you know what I'm saying, you might find another rapper around, you know, later on like Biggie or somebody like that that was spinning like that. But now everybody talking like that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's on the money materialistic tip. Whereas before it was just about love. It was about being the tightest in the game as far as creativity, flow, structure, you know what I'm saying? Just saying the illest shit, you know what I mean? It ain't about that no more, but I always held on to that. I'm going to always hold on to that, you know what I mean? Regardless, I think that's vital. That's vital for survival in this game because the game changes at a moment's notice. You know what I mean? You might be trying to copy what's going on today, and that thing changed up on you. You just be out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I ask people, man. Cause it's real talk. I mean that's what I be telling people all the time. Is like I stick to doing me and it's working for me. So I be trying to tell people what ain't working, man. Is cause you sound like everybody. That I heard that before. You know, like when you gave me your mixtape, bro. That's been in my deck ever since you gave me to it because it's original music. It's a fresh air. It reminds me of some real old school shit. You know, and I hear it in there. I hear your hunger, bro. And it's like. That's why I kind of, like, want to be down with what you got going on because your music says it all.
And vice versa. Like you said, I peep the same shit. I was like, my man doing him. He ain't trying to, you know, step out of his lane or, you know, try to fit in real tough. He just doing him. And the message behind the music, too, you know, it's a void right now for that kind of music right now. Cats need to hear that kind of stuff right now, man. Cats still talking about balling and doing all this, making it rain, man. It's a recession, man. If you really, really doing that right now, man, you getting super guap. You know what I mean? You got cats on here probably still on the bus cutting these little tapes, these songs talking about how they just balling out of control, man. You got to keep it real at some point, man. You know what I mean? So hats off to you again for keeping it 100, man. You know what I mean? The lack of that.
Shit, man, I just wanted to have you on today, bro, and just to, you know, drop your knowledge because I know once people hear you and they get a whiff of what you got going on, they're going to be on that. We gave out about shit, you gave out about 25 mixtapes when we was downtown, so I know them people gonna go home and slap that CD and be like, wow, this good, this dude is pretty good. So, I mean, before we get up out of here, man, any last words? Tell them where they can find you again on your Facebook and YouTube and all the shit, man.
Yeah, on Facebook, definitely, just Facebook, you know, / Peter Parker, spelled PETAPARKA, not just PETER, you know, the regular way people spell it, but you can check me out there. You can also catch me on MySpace.com/ Peter Parker, same deal. And like I said, if you want to cop that mixtape right now for free, free being the main word, you will want to go to the Peter Parker, again, PETAPARKA. .bandcamp.com. That thing is sitting there waiting right now. Free download. All you got to do is just leave your email address, and that whole thing be right there at your email address, like instantly. Just download that thing. So, again, Emo, man, thanks again, man, shedding this light. Well, I'm definitely be tuning in to you, boy, and definitely looking forward to seeing what that video will be looking like.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to do it. So, we got extra scenes to shoot this Friday. We still working on to make it even chunkier. So I got to get you right. When I hear your music, I know I got to be right.
Eastside, look out. We're going to be out there this Friday trying to get a few last little scenes, probably over there in that Sonny's Market area. So all my Eastsiders, be looking out. Y'all want to catch y'all a little cameo by the barbershop or something. Rocking hand, make that look.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for calling in, bro. You be safe, man. Have a good one.
Good looking, E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was my homie Peter Parker right there, man. Yo, I mean, if you really like good music, man, I'm telling you, I ain't going to tell you nothing about nobody that ain't giving it to you for real. They out here, they ain't just rapping and making a song. They hustling. They investing into themselves. These people spend money with me to help me pay my bills, so I'm going to help them promote themselves and tell people about them and try to put them on, you know what I mean? So I know these people was investing in themselves. They spend the money when I tell them to. You know, they got certain things they want, you know what I mean? If I can't do it, I tell them I can't do it. If I can do it, I get the money. So, you know, I'm just inspiring people with hearing the real talk from the artists they self, from the people that's trying to come up they self. The people you see posting on my wall that I be trying to tell you about, they all going to be here, man, telling you live, playing some of their music, getting to know everybody, man. So I'm going to keep it moving, man. The lines is lit up right now. I appreciate everybody that's calling in. I got a couple people on the line pushing the button. We're going to see what's popping with them, too. And we got two interviews out already today. So this is a lovely show. My second show back, and we got two interviews for y'all. You know what I mean? That was lovely right there. So I'm going to get into this next video I got coming from my homie out there in Frisco, man. He from Hunters Point, man. I went out there to Hunters Point, right? I never been to Hunters Point because, you know, I lived in the Bay. I'm from the Bay. I lived in Frisco and all that. But if you ain't from a certain area, you don't go in that area. So certain areas I never really been to because it wasn't the area you go to if you ain't from there. So I never been to Hunters Point until I went to go shoot this video, man. And you will see the behind-the-scenes, all that stuff on my YouTube.com/emo3000. And you will see, man, I went all up in the hood with the brother. And it wasn't really, you know, no violence or nothing going down, but you can just see the gutterness that I caught it on that day and that if it wasn't a good day, how I could be out of pocket. Now, we're going to get into this next little slap just to show y'all what I got coming soon, you know what I mean? Stay tuned to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m., man. I got about 30 minutes left, so ain't no reason to go now. You've been here this long, hanging there with me, man. If your phone, you lose the signal, just pick up the phone and call back. You want to talk, you want to say what's up or whatever, just press that one and I'll get to you. Tune in to Real Talk with Emo. We're going to keep it moving with Too Smooth, All City Trapping.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant beat.
Did this one, young girl. All City Too Smooth, I'm about to go in on this one.
Posted up trapping, all city trapping. Yeah, I'm trapping, super, super trapping. Trapping on my front door, trapping on my back door. Bitch, I'm trapping, ho, super, super trapping, ho. Posted up trapping, I'm trapping. Stupid, stupid trapping. Knocks at my front door, knocks at my back door. Yeah, I'm trapping, ho.
Stupid, stupid trapping, ho.
Knocking at my back door. Them junkies say they need some more. Yeah, I got that Bobby Brown, but bitch, I got that powder blow. Hit me when you need some more. Got it for the low low. Feels powder, purple syrup. I sell it out my back door. Hey, your money right. You insure like that Geico. Meet me at that corner store. Cross the street from Arco. Watch for them narcs though. Black and white cars though. Posted at the trap on the block like a light pole. Yeah, I got the pills like the ones that killed Michael. All in the trap, baking cakes with that crystal. You can let your bitch know. Money ain't an issue. Ride with the pistol. Guarantee to hit you. No, I won't miss you. Family gon' miss you. Somebody get a tissue. Had another teardrop. I just had to kill, bruh. Drop them in a river. Tool on deck. You can call me by the builder. Posted up trapping. All city trapping. Yeah, I'm trapping. Stupid, stupid trapping. Trapping on my front door. Trapping on my back door. Bitch, I'm trapping. Ho, stupid, stupid trapping. Ho, posted up trapping. All city trapping. Yeah, I'm trapping. Stupid, stupid trapping. Knocks at my front door. Knocks at my back door. Yeah, I'm trapping. Ho,
stupid, stupid trapping. Ho,
let away that cake bake. Every day my birthday, 28 grams, that's a dope boy entree. Nothing but that good, good, stupid purple bubble cuz. Yeah, you got them dumb grapes, go ahead and light it up. Your bitch suck a good dick, I'ma have to hire her. That bitch don't suck dick, then I'ma have to fire her. Like the way she ride it though, ride it like a rodeo. Too smooth, got that over though, she don't even know me though. Hollering that she wants some more, hit her with a double though. Call it pharmaceuticals, I'm no local drug though. Call me Young Walgreens, prescriptions on that Cody. Three for the dub. Price that I'm poking. Ace on deck of that syrup sipping potion. All slow motion, living through toasting. That bowl got me leaning and the pills got me rolling. Stupid, stupid rolling. Stupid, stupid rolling. Posted up trapping. All city trapping. Yeah, I'm trapping. Stupid, stupid trapping. Trapping on my front door. Trapping on my back door. Bitch, I'm trapping. Ho, stupid, stupid trapping. Ho, posted up trapping. All city trapping. Yeah, I'm trapping. Stupid, stupid trapping. Knocks at my front door. Knocks at my back door. Yeah, I'm trapping. Ho,
stupid, stupid trapping. Ho,
5 in the morning. On the corner yawning. On the block posted. Trying to catch a junkie. Ain't slept in 2 days. Yeah, my clothes kind of funky. Time to re up, bruh. Let me hit my homie. Let them haters hate while I'm getting to the money. Dubs 50 hundreds, they baby mama own it. Trapping all day from the night to the morning. Cops on my block trying to knock a nigga hustle there. Tell me if you want, it's gonna have to be a homicide. All in the trap, yeah, I work it like a 9 to 5. Gotta keep that money coming in and out that back door. Tell me what you want, I can give you what you ask for. Traffic out the state, 2 bags and a passport. Throwing money out in Cali, strippers at the glass. Oh, no bitch wanna trap me, stuff it in her ass. Tell her what you want, she can get you what you ask for. Posted up trapping, all city trapping. Yeah, I'm trapping, stupid, stupid trapping. Trapping on my front door, trapping on my back door. Bitch, I'm trapping, ho, stupid, stupid trapping, ho. Posted up trapping, all city trapping. Yeah, I'm trapping, stupid, stupid trapping. Knocked at my front door, knocked at my back door. Yeah, I'm trapping, ho,
stupid, stupid trapping, ho.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? What's happening? That was the homie Too Smooth, All City Trapping. That video is coming soon, you know what I mean? I had a behind the scenes or something like that up this week. We should have the video up by this weekend or something. So, you know, that's going to be real grimy, man. So make sure you tune in to Emo TV at youtube.com/emo3000.
Niggas about to be trading they shit, nigga. It's your boy Big Man, Dead Dog, nigga. You know what it is. Nigga, my nigga Goldie Gold up in the building, Fed Gang, nigga. About to show y'all niggas how true G's rock, nigga. Hey. Yeah. Shout out to CAE. Yeah. Fed Gang.
Quiet on the set, Bolio.
Yeah. Shout out to the generation.
Better game, better war, bitches. What they do, what they do, what we do, what we do. Did y'all pay attention?
Pay.
You just might learn something that I want. I traded in them fours for them sixes.
Yeah,
better game, better whore bitches.
Yeah,
what they do,
what they
know, what we do,
what we do.
Did y'all pay attention?
Pay.
You just might learn something. I rap like I got finger waves. I wonder when the beat's gon' shake. Misbehave and it pays. Out the womb he been this way. Shining harder than they change. Did I mention this big game? Big man ain't go-go. Oh no, it's back going hard in the paint. Hard they ain't to me. I'm something they can't see. Just when they got way colder, turned up the AC. You don't wanna see me in my Sunday's best. Looking way too fresh, hate to death. Keep it to yourself. It's better for your health. I'm on my grizzly. Icon, tycoon. I dare niggas say I'm not a goon. Think yourself for thinking wrong. Right on, same nigga they try to clone. Same nigga that laced the war with hype. Sing my song.
I'm all
sunk down, pimping in the building. Dirty Mac and Lizzles, play no games with them. Take a survey, please ask my bitches. Bet they say the same thing. Look how that VA swing. Pull out till he doesn't force me to do everything. Traded in them fours for them sixes. Better game, better war bitches. What they do,
what they
do, what we do,
what we do.
Now pay attention,
pay.
You just might learn something that I want. I traded in them fours for them sixes. Better game, better war bitches. What they do,
what they
do, what we do,
what we
do. Now pay attention,
pay.
You just might learn something.
Came in the game, I'm a true G. Stayed and came with the old me. It's big man trick, gotta call me. Tricking up a hiccup with a cold G. Never mow me, my niggas honor love. Respect, never earn them like a dollar does. Force gun, but don't be so dumb. Where the weed at, tree at, huh? Big man cocky, I'll be that wood. Lean in, you feel me, huh? Got a bottle like a nightcap, me. Ayy, get off, yep, that's me. Federation, a nation of Goldie. Sooty baby, stress with a homie. Deal with spit, got a lot of clips. Click, click, blow. Till we in this bitch. Running with the edge, over the edge. Time to twist it up, fuck your head. Listen to the song, not this song. Wait a minute now, yeah, this song. Hustle them stop, when you wanna rock. Last I heard, you of these cops. Making deals, invading spots. Watching babies sitting blocks. Game ain't paying, so you not as hot as you thought you was. 4 foot 6 is better, whores and bitches. I'm with it, huh? It's handling. Ain't nothing that a hustle ain't handling. Every day on the line with a grind. No time and the haters can't hit it, they stand it.
In them fours for them sixes,
yeah.
Better game, better war bitches,
yeah.
What they do,
what they
do, what we do,
what we
do. Now pay attention,
pay.
You just might learn something that I want. I traded in them fours for them sixes,
yeah.
Better game, better war bitches,
yeah.
What they do,
what they
do, what we do,
what we
do. Now pay attention,
pay.
You just might learn something,
yeah.
Fall in love tonight. All the times the light in it, the perfect melodies and verses. So
Yeah, yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? You tune in Real Talk with Emo, man. Like you should be every Monday. I hope you're doing what I'm doing. I'm sitting back enjoying the show. You know what I mean? We got about 20 minutes left. I wanted to send a big shout out to the homie Big Man for calling in. You know, so I had to slap some of that Big Man. And the homie Peter Parker coming through, man, doing his thing, letting y'all know how it goes down out in the game. And we're going to be doing this every Monday. You know, it gets bigger and better every Monday. I'm going to do a little promotion and push it a little bit more. So, you know, more people will be here to hear what we got going on. But let me see what else I got on here. Man, I mean, I shout outs to the homie that I've been shooting videos for it over this last weekend. You know, y'all put some money in my pocket. I appreciate everybody that, you know, hit me up, man, and really came through like they said they was. And when we got it done, you know, shout out to the homie Peter Parker again. We did a video for him that's coming soon. My homie Jameezy and Hurricane, we did two videos for Jameezy over the weekend. You know, the 530 Factors, I did a photo shoot for their album cover that I'm finna do. Today I did Haiti West and the Tycoon, a little female photo shoot for an album cover I'm finna do. So, you know, putting it down for the city, man. Shout out to everybody that hooked me up. And I got a lot more coming this week, man. So, you know, stay tuned, keep it lit. Now we do it. And on that note, y'all log on to the SAC Report, man. Check out the SAC Report, sacreport.com. It's a magazine we got out here in Sacramento that's coming up right now. It's real nice. They on their third issue, man. So, you know, all gone checked out, man. You can see the issue online. They got over 100 videos over there. That's all Sacramento artists. They don't let you upload nothing else unless it's SAC. You know what I mean? So check out the SAC Report, man. You know, I rep everything, so it's all good. So, you know, I just want to give a note on how we do these videos, man. A lot of people have been coming at me with videos, and they don't really have an idea of what they want to do first. And my job is to shoot the video, film it good, go home and edit it good. Your job is to tell me your song, what you was feeling about your song and your vision, you know, how you really want to get the vision across. Now, some visions can't come across all the way you want them to because the budgets. You know what I mean? The lighting and certain things. I charge certain levels and certain prices for certain things we're doing. If you want to have that, we can do that. I can go rent lights. I can rent the generators. I can, you know, I can do a big for you. But now what I'll be doing is trying to keep it cost effective. So it's like certain things you got to do. You got to come prepared. You got to tell the people that's going to be in the video to be there. Tell them about an hour ahead of what me and you tell. Me and you schedule. We schedule 12 o'clock, tell them 11 o'clock because, you know, people be on the late time. And, you know, write down. Maybe you can write down what you want, you know, to happen at certain scenes, man. Pick out some locations, man. You know what I mean? The city is running out of locations. Every time I go shoot a video, the next two videos I do after that, it seems like the next two people wanted to go shoot in the same places that I just came from. So, you know, I try to let them know, you know, I just came from shooting here, whatever, and I try to relocate and move around. But we're running out of spots in SAC, man. We got to start building some sets or some locations or going to some other cities or whatever. SAC is on the map now, y'all. I think everybody knows the Heights. They know the Meadowview. They know Park. They know downtown. They know all the spots, y'all. If we're going to keep doing video out here in SAC, we're going to have to switch up that look. Because I'm doing 50 videos. I'm doing 50 videos. You know, Jay Synth doing 50 videos. You know, we got a few video directors out here that's doing videos. And I'm going to everybody's video. I'm like, dang, I was finna go do a video there tomorrow. Well, can't do that now because they going to think I copied up. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to, you know, encourage people to dig deep. Go in the forest. Go in the cut. Go behind your house. Anything that look like you can take a picture in front of it, to me, is a good place you can do a video at. You know, we ain't got to get too big like we finna be on BET and all that. You can aim for that visual, but in reality, just know. And it's just a local video that we doing for YouTube, you know what I mean? So, you know, just keep it mobbing, man. I'm going to slap this next little song for my homie Young Gully, man, from East Oakland. Yeah, one of my nephews, Lil Chris. I got another nephew called named Lil Kev out there singing and doing all the R&B hooks. got another little nephew, little Chris. He in a group called Young Hustlers, YH. They from East Oakland. This dude, Young Gully, is one of the dudes in the group with my little nephew, YH. So he been doing his thing solo and whatnot, smashing it. So I'm going to play one of these songs off his mixtape, you know what I mean? Quit Hating on the Bay, because they got a good series going on right now that's just basically telling everybody, quit hating on the Bay, because they doing their thing, you know what I mean? Either embrace it or move out the way. That's how I'm going to feel when Sac do their thing. So, you know what I mean? Hopefully we can get that DJ to come down here and say, you know, quit hating Sac and do a mixtape series on us, because we got it out here. But now, I'm going to slap this Young Gully one time and show y'all what I be representing, what's in my bloodline, and what we got coming soon. Y'all pay attention for the camp coming soon. We finna shoot a video for my son. His song off of the little compilation album that they doing. It's called The Camp. It's all family. It's all my little nephews, my son, all the youngsters. It's going to be many, man. So that's coming real soon, too. So, you know, pay attention for The Camp, man. And if you see me post anything on the youngsters, that's them. I'm introducing y'all now. See me post anything on anybody, I'm trying to tell y'all ahead of time. The Peter Parkers and the Big Mans and anything I post on my page, man, you better check it out now because them brothers is on their way up. So I'm going to slap this Young Gully, man, and tell me what you think. You know what I mean? You see me post something, you know, you got a free download on mixtapes, on the mixtape online and everything. So the mixtape that I got had 35 tracks on it, and then it had a DVD in there with about 10, 15 videos on it, and the whole package was $6.99. You feel me? I bought it in Rasputin's when I was in the Bay. So, I mean, you know, right now, man, you got to compete with the industry. Niggas coming out with these CDs and we trying to sell them for $10 and get $15 and $12.99 in the stores. I know I overpriced my record. I went in the stores and I put out an EP. It's 10 songs on it, The French Connection. You know, Dez Jack, you know, shout out to Dez Jack. And I put it in the stores and I kind of made $11.99, whatever. I shouldn't have done that. It was an EP. It's not a full album. Should have put it in the store, probably $7.99, $5.99. You know, you got to be cheap nowadays if you want to sell some units, man. I mean, if you really look at it, we're cutting the middleman out. Our records don't really cost that much to go press them ourselves. It's like $2.50, $3 a unit if you get the full package and, you know, all that. Or if you just get mixtapes, whatever, you're paying $1.50, you know, something like that a unit. So you really can go out here and save CDs $3, $5 and push them if you really want to push it. Most people, man, go out there and get them 100 CDs or whatever, press them up theyself in their house, and just go around and give them away. That's cool. I just recommend you make sure your CD look professional. Don't go around giving somebody a CD with a weak cover, and you wrote your name and your MySpace on the CD, and that's just not happening no more, man. Everybody know you can easily make a CD in your house or whatever, so just make your shit look professional, man. That's what I'm here for. I'm trying to offer everybody a step up. You know, if you want your shit to look like you're really trying to advance, you know what I mean? That's when you start spending some money to make it look like that. So let me shut it up, man. You know, this is Real Talk with Emo. I got about 15 minutes left, and I'm going to slap a few more songs before I get up out of here. I got a few more treats and all that. Wanted to say shout-outs to everybody that called in, man. The line was lit up. It was mostly lit up when I was talking to Peter. So I'm like, he like, man, am I dry? I don't know if I lost some shit. I gained callers. You know what I mean? They like interviews. They like to hear music, too. But they like to hear that real talk, man. So you tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 o'clock. If you don't be tuned in every Monday, it's all good. I ain't tripping. I'm going to be here for a minute. So catch me the next Monday or whatever, whatnot. Then you can come back on the page and, you know, check the broadcast later. Yeah, I mean, you might not be able to press 1 or call in at that time because you can only call in when we on lives Monday at 10 p.m. Anytime you hear this later on and they say, you know, you can press 1 and talk to us now. Can't press 1 then when you're hearing it later. Only on Mondays at 10 p.m., 10 p.m. to 11:30, you can press 1 and chop it up with us. If you hear somebody interviewing and you want to ask them a question, something like that, you press 1 and I'll let you in on the conversation. So, you know, so that's how we do it, man. Just keep it real, you know, let it flow off the dome. So I'm going to get in this Young Gully, man. Tell me what you think.
I'm about to clear the game up. quarantine. Watching all these pony ass rappers, what a boring scene. Never could I love a bitch, all that I adore is green. When we in the building, we ain't packing nothing short of scene.
Rags, man, I know I'm feeling them, man. You feel me? Bring this shit back one more time, man. Young Gully medicated his bitch.
Gully,
quit hating my
Why? I'm about to clear the game up, quarantine. Watching all these pony ass rappers, what a boring scene. Never could I love a bitch, all that I adore is green. When we in the building, we ain't packing nothing short of scenes. Sing it to your maker, now your family know what morning mean. Knocking back bricks, boy, I'm just making sure I lean. Headed to the motherfucking throne, I was born a king. Caters in the trunk, boy, we run around with war machines. Try to go against us, we be popping them at your regime. Jewels glowing, shining in this bitch just like I'm Jordan rings. Fly than the angel up in heaven with a enormous wings, caddy on sixes, baby blue like the Hornets team. Bitch, I got more bars than a warden scene, and you niggas is telling lies, y'all recording dreams. I give them crack, tell me how could I ignore the fiends. So much cheddar in his pocket that it tore his jeans. Nah, I couldn't teach him how to dug it, but I hustled nonstop so I could teach him about the money. Every time I'm on the stage, hoes be reaching out to touch me, and haters love to talk, but it's the reason they discuss me. You might see me sitting comfy in the coupe with a bad bitch, used to get stepped on, now I'm getting my ass kissed. Niggas acting like they on my level, homie, ass if. Shots to go straight to your disguise, get a mask lift, facelift, makeover. I'm about to take over all my niggas, K holders. Pussy, turn your fate over, spread the word, run and tell everybody the wait's over. Purple in the switch to see the smoke and smell of grape odor. Shots hit him, watch his blood spill like grape soda. I take his heart from him, he make a great donor. And it's my birthday, I'm getting cake on ya. And I just sell pussy, you put a cape on ya. You at the table, but nobody got a plate for ya. Trying to be the man, boy, it's probably too late for ya. I be going in, I will never take a break on ya. Know you making moves when they gossip and they hate on ya. Yeah, well, bitch, I'm back, no vertebrae. Killing shit every time, fuck what you heard him say. Speak, I let the burner spray, send you to your earning day. Everybody dying, nigga, you could call this murder day. Fuck these niggas, the money is the shit. I don't dance, but I might just do the Dougie in your bitch. I be tearing down malls, spending plenty of these chips. For a minute, they was acting like Gully don't exist. But I'm here, nigga, no fear, nigga. Lost a lot of goons, no tears, nigga. Y'all up in my rear, nigga. It's so clear, nigga. They say I'm hot now. Well, you should cheer, nigga. I disappear, nigga. I'm in gear, nigga. You ain't got to drive, boy. You can't steer, nigga. Where the fans at? Somebody cool me off. Every time they tried to win, they usually lost. If you talk, you pay the price, I can't reduce the cost. I point the chopper at your head, then seduce your thoughts. Hang up your jersey, that's something to put a noose across. Tony Danza to these niggas, who the boss? Yeah, wise bitch, free crib. Ordeal coming soon, man. Racks, what's happening?
Damn, man. That nigga was gassing right there, man. You feel me? This my bloodline right here. This type of shit that we got under our wing. That's why I'm trying to get this label established, man. I'm really trying to be a Russell Simmons or something out here so I can just go around signing up all these tight-ass talent. I don't want to sell no dreams to nobody, so I just work with everybody now, push them and all that. So if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But now, I mean, if you just go back, man, and just rewind that Young Gully right there. The man was gassing straight through. I think that was 48 bars, 32 or something like that. And that's a youngster, man. So when he get like 32 or something, he going to be beasting, man. I know that. So, whew. All right. I can come down now because I'm listening to the radio show just like you, you know what I mean? So I'm going to slap this J Boo the Bully, man. This is how we do it.
What it is? Yeah. What's up, man? Doing things that these niggas
rock and roll. Cause if I do, I'm aiming at you, gonna make your head explode.
Rock and roll, the rock and roll, the rock and roll. For the money, 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 money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're tuned in. You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. And we got about 5 minutes left before the show get up out of here. So, you know, I just wanted to pop in real quick and say thank you to everybody that called in tonight. I appreciate it. Every last one of y'all for calling, man. Hope you had a good smoke out with me. Hope you enjoyed the show. We back here every Monday at 10 p.m. And, you know, I'm just going to keep it mobbing, man. You know how I do. I got work to do, so I'm going to get this last song up out of here. It's from my homegirl, Spittles. This is the song that they play on KMEL today down in the Bay Area. I got to go down there and get a little verification and see what's popping with it. But, you know, mom's calling me like, man, they played her on the radio, and they know what they heard because I gave her one of the CDs. So we're going to keep it popping, man. Y'all stay up. God bless. One love.
Roll it like a roller coaster, drop it to the ground.
That was the homegirl Spittles off the album All About the Hustle that we just dropped. It's on iTunes, CD Baby. You know, a few stores everywhere. We got copies in our hands, whatever. What's popping? If you want one, I got one for you. But other than that, just want to say shout out to everybody that called in tonight. I appreciate you with all my heart. I'm finna get up out of here real quick. We got about 30 seconds before the show is really officially over. You know what I mean? But now, it's an hour and a half. Every Monday, you tune in and we'll get it popping for you. Even if it ain't, if I ain't here at the studio, I'm gonna still broadcast the show. So, you know, y'all just stay tuned in for me, man, every Monday at 10 p.m. If you missed the show, you know, check it out on my wall on Facebook.com/EMOE3000, and you can check it out later, too, and see what you missed. Other than that, we're going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Women fly, I can't even choose, but they keep walking by. Over there.